back, second hour of the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host. Now, before we get back into this, I want to mention to you, I have spent quite a bit of time going through, YouTube and picking out subject matter that I think would be relevant and, you know, would be good to share with you guys. And that takes a lot of time. Now, I'm not incorporating that into the prep for my show per se, but what I want to let you know is this last couple of days' shows, I spent the weekend going through a whole myriad of different subject matter to come up with this. And the rest of this week, it's going to get real busy because I'm wearing three hats this week. The baseball break is over with. I will be umpiring every day after the show the rest of the week. And then as soon as I get through umpiring, then I go out and Uber. So I'm not going to be able to do as much research, nowhere near as I've been doing over the past couple of weeks. So just let that be known. I'll probably just be going into more of an open format with news articles and commentary and so forth. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, if you'd like to call in and jump into the mix. So let's get back into this. Now, not only can messages be disseminated through music and films, but they can have celebrities create distractions to divert public attention. Many entertainers have shown scars and behavior consistent with that of trauma-based mind control victims. Let's go to take a break from that. Go to John in Tennessee. John, you're on with Michael. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Michael. I want to add to what you're saying. First of all, I hope you realize how important what you're doing is. And it's lining up with my research. I stumbled on something called ITER, I-T-E-R. Are you familiar with it?
No, not yet. Go ahead.
Basically, it's a nuclear fusion research, and the word ITER in Latin means the way. And then when you define it even farther, Michael, it goes to the cerebral aqueduct. So what you're talking about with Monarch, they're far beyond that. And this machine is older than CERN. And it's located in France as well, but no one has heard about it. ITER, the way. Now, how would you define ultimate mind control where the word translates to having to do with the cerebral aqueduct other than mind control? These people choose their programs for names, for reasons, and we need to understand that, yes, it's Monarch, And the multiple personalities and shock treatment and all the rest was the infancy of it. They're far beyond that now, Michael. And I think it's lining up with the chemtrailing that they're doing. Mm. When they flip this machine on, along with the towers that they're putting all over, it's tied into 5G. It's going to be a different world, Mike.
It's interesting that you say that, and you've just given me one more thing to look into, John, which I will do, as you probably know.
Put your gear on, because it'll blow your mind.
Okay, I'm prepared. Actually, nothing surprises me anymore, but, you know, this ties in, and we can see this happening with regularity now with these personalities, these entertainers. They're kind of going sideways in public. You know, Al Roker just shutting down just like a puppet at a New Year's Day festival. Britney Spears, Lindsay Lohan. I mean, I can go off. There's a litany of them. And it's starting to come out. The celebrities, some of the celebrities like Roseanne Barr and others, are starting to speak out about this. They're warning us about this. So, you know, I'm bringing this to everybody's awareness to start paying closer attention to it, because we're seeing it happen right before our eyes. Thank you, John, for that information. I appreciate it. Anything else you want to add?
Can I say, yeah, one more thing. I want to really jump into the deep end of the pool with this last comment.
Okay.
You know, it's interesting that Disney ties into this, and for literally four decades or more, they have been working on robotics and Hall of the Presidents and automatons. I'm wondering, Michael, how far along they are with creating vessels that look, talk, feel like human beings, and we may see some kind of a malfunction. Rather than something in their mind, necessarily. It could be both, but maybe some kind of a computer program failure, if that makes sense, to where they're literally locking up.
Well, You know, it's interesting that you say that, and I don't disbelieve any of it. And again, I do the research on it. I throw it out there to the listening audience and let them disseminate it from themselves. But over the past couple of nights, I've been paying a lot closer attention to some of the writings of David Icke, who everybody thought was crazy 20 years ago. And now a lot of what he has said is starting to come to light. And I'm looking at a specific issue right now, which I'm not going to go into in today's show, something that's very fascinating about the actual ability that human beings have that is being suppressed by artificial entities. And I'll get into that another day. But thanks again for the call, and I appreciate the input,
well,
John.
Thank you, Michael, for letting me get it out.
You bet. Okay. Today, folks, a multitude of groups and organizations are performing trauma-based mind control on victims of all walks of life. But how are these mind control multiples created? Now, what John had just mentioned is what I'm reporting to you today because of this ITER, or the way, this new technology. This, what I'm reporting to you, is antiquated, but we do know that they've used it. They are, maybe they have graduated from it, okay, but it's more of the product of what they've got from what they were doing. So the disturbing details of the hideous process of what they, and I will say now after John's call, have used in the past of creating the monarch typically begins at a young age. The children of elite multi-generational occultic families will be traumatized starting in the womb, sometimes even going so far as to induce a premature birth. And experts have likened splitting the mind to splitting wood. Getting the initial split going is rather difficult, but once you have a crack beginning to form, it is easier with each strike. Likewise, the elite know that if they can traumatize the mind when it is young, it will split easier and associate more quickly. And for this reason, elite families will put a mouse trap on their baby's hand while in the crib and not go into the room to remove it until the infant stops crying. This teaches the baby's mind to dissociate from pain, which is then rewarded with mommy's attention. If not born into this madness, testing will typically take place to gauge the ability to dissociate. And sometimes people from domestically abusive environments will be chosen specifically. Listen closely to this, folks, and think about some of these celebrities. Sometimes people from domestically abusive environments, i.e. Marilyn Monroe comes to mind, will be chosen specifically because of their heightened dissociative abilities. Now, the second aspect that must be considered is IQ. And a great deal of intelligence and creativity is required to create these dissociated personalities. Personality tests along with IQ ultimately determine the child's future role. And once the candidate has been selected, preparation will begin. While multi-generational victims inherit the mental structuring required to begin programming, others must be conditioned. Controllers will begin expanding the child's mind as soon as it is born, teaching it not only to create images, but associates or a smell or a sound with memory. Creativity and intelligence are gently enhanced, and the child will be taught discipline and trained to be able to hold still and keep their eyes open for long periods of time. This will be helpful later during an EEG testing. Now, for the first year and a half, the monarch child is smothered with love in what is known as the love bombing phase. Once a good ability to dissociate and an IQ of at least 120 is confirmed, programmers will proceed with the first step, shattering the core in direct contrast to the absolute love and attention the child had received thus far. And he or she will now be alone, tortured, and abused. Loud noise and various smells will overwhelm the brain's sensory input, and after some time, the primary programmer or handler who has thus far shown only kindness towards the child, will arrive to the victim. Well, this is a welcome sight. It appears help has arrived. This time, however, the programmer will brutally traumatize the victim. The shock shatters the mind like glass. The brain simply cannot reconcile those two extremely opposite behaviors from the same person. The cognitive dissonance is too great. Now, experts have learned this is how the core is split. And once the splitting of the core is accomplished, the mind can be divided and compartmentalized through further abuse and trauma as the victim programming begins. All of this is meticulously monitored. Charts are kept and programming schedules are set. The programmers will use specific tortures to create the splits. The conscious mind will make us that makes us who we are, takes flight and essentially says, I can't handle this anymore, I'm out of here. And when that happens, the unconscious is left wide open and the victim is left in a dangerously suggestible state. Dissociation creates the opening of the unconscious. This vulnerable state is characterized by rapid eye movement, heightened sensitivity to shadows or surrounding movement. The subject is highly hypnotizable and can be told to create new parts within its mind. The fractured, dissociated mind has no ability to question what is being told. You get tortured far enough or traumatized far enough, your dominant personality just goes to sleep. What's left is the normal human reaction to excessive trauma to protect you, and it is now very childlike. One no longer has the capability to resist and becomes very vulnerable and suggestible with no ties to any cognizant association. An association is the key to all of this. In this state, it is very easy for the victim to go into shock and die. So life signs are closely monitored should anything go wrong. The programming centers are well equipped to resuscitate the victim. According to author and researcher Fritz Springmeier, sensory overload via lights, sounds, and smells are all used to help put the brain into a dissociative, programmable state. And with each new split, new alters can be created to reflect whatever the programmer wants. White fluffy rabbits, kittens, people, or even a doorknob. Movies featuring animal characters and anthropomorphic objects such as candlesticks, doorknobs, aid the young mind in creating these dehumanized identities. And some alters will be perpetual toddlers. Others will be allowed to mature with age. All serve a purpose within the system. Ritualistic abuse, such as that found in satanic cults, is itself a trauma. The chanting, the incense, the robes, the sheer terror frequently creates a split. And as I go through this, folks, I can't help thinking of these Disney child stars who have come through this, who are now at an age where they're starting to freak out, and it's coming back to their mind. A skilled hypnotherapist can input phrases, codes, and specific tones used to trigger the newly created alter at any time. And some programming centers have elaborate facilities designed for maximum hypnotic and lighting effect. Heated saltwater sensory deprivation tanks create weightlessness and put subjects in an out-of-body state, which then can be used by programmers to speak directly to the unconscious mind. A monarch multiple mind will be divided in many parts. If the programmer wishes, a single trauma could create 10 or more similar alters, the strongest few of which will be developed and programmed for various purposes. Alter systems are kept in place by an elaborate web of anchor threats and hypnotic reinforcements. And when the smell of freshly baked bread evokes a childhood memory and results in feelings of happiness, that is known as an emotional anchor. And our lives, folks, yours, mine, everybody's life, is filled with emotional anchors that produce a certain emotional state. Anchors are often familiar smells or sounds, like, for instance, that of an alarm clock. Programmers have developed an advanced understanding of how the mind and all its idiosyncrasies create emotional anchors, which can then be used to trigger a slave. They pick up the phone one day, they hear the words, red dog. And this is the post-hypnotic suggestion that makes them act out some covert plan. For instance, the smell of a certain incense may serve as an anchor to trigger a satanic altar program through ritual abuse. Everyday symbols such as diamonds, infinity loops, and song lyrics are used to reinforce the victim's programming. And most front alters are programmed not to remember their abuse, and the fear of remembering helps reinforce their programming, preventing the mind from pulling itself together. The roots of all thoughts, emotions, and behaviors is a connection between neurons within the brain. The neurons communicate via electrical impulses called brainwaves, which vary depending on the subject's state of mind. Brainwaves are like musical notes. The low-frequency waves resonate deeply like a penetrating drum beat, while the higher-frequency brainwaves are high-pitched flute-like. Brainwaves change frequency according to according to what we're doing and feeling. Alters are programmed in at each frequency. Alpha is the regular programming known as base personality modification. It is characterized by extremely pronounced memory retention, substantially increased physical strength, and several times visual activity. Alpha is used to train and condition the perfect spy. These alters can have up to 40 times the visual acuity and 5 times the physical strength of a normal man. These are used for corporate and government espionage because of their photographic recall and ability to record volumes of information. They can also be used to store data like a computer. And some alters are used to record volumes of sports statistics so they can be shown off and used as entertainment at parties. Now, beta, on the other hand, is the sexual programming level, void of inhibitions or moral convictions. These alters are often cat-like, known as a sex kitten. Many female entertainers have beta programming. Billionaires and power brokers will pay huge sums to sleep with a gorgeous celebrity, so getting a monarch laid into this entertainment industry can be very lucrative for their owners. The delta wavelength, the delta wavelength is used to program super soldiers and assassins. The programming is designed to create agents devoid of fear or self-preservation. It is capable of feats of physical endurance and hand-to-hand combat. One who kills and, if caught, self-destructs. Programmed at the Delta level are trained assassins. For those who refuse to accept that U.S. intelligence would torture their own people, well, simply imagine the value and effectiveness of a marksman with 40 times visual acuity and unparalleled skill and determination. Some of these hidden alters are highly trained super soldiers who complete their mission and return home never even remembering the event. You could have a person who would be able to commit assassinations for you or do any other kind of important work like courier work, and if they get caught, you can just give them up. It's not a problem because they themselves don't even know what they did. It's the ultimate tool for any spy agency. Others, once their mission is complete, are programmed to await arrest. Mark David Chapman, for example. Or kill themselves, such as a lone gunman. Now, according to whistleblowers and researchers, military intelligence, CIA secret societies such as the Freemasons, the Satanic cults, Lockheed Martin, Boeing, and British intelligence are some of the primary organizations carrying out mind control today. However, only a fraction of those associated with these agents ever have knowledge of such programs. But how do organizations, individuals, and cults committing these atrocities attain their victims? Where do the victims of horrific total mind control come from? Well, some are born into intergenerational abusive families where abuse and association have been carried out for many generations. Jay-Z states in his song Spiritual, and I quote, "Prayer father's father wasn't touching his little daughter, creating transgenerational trauma. That shit'll haunt you," unquote. The transgenerational trauma to which Jay-Z is referring is known as epigenetic memory. Epigenetic memory is trauma stored in DNA passed on through generation and is what allows these families to pass on the ability to dissociate. This is why children from old European satanic Luciferian families are sought after for programming. Originally, this mind control was done for centuries on their own children. The ability to dissociate and create multiple personality disorder is inherited. You see, if you traumatize most children with the programming traumas that they are start with, most children just die. I hear the music coming up. We'll continue with this after the break. Michael Herzog, stick around. More to come.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Well, it's all right, riding around in the breeze. Well, it's all right, if you live the life you please. Well, it's all right, doing the best you can. Well, it's all right, as long as you lend a hand.
All right, folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host. It's all right, doing the best you can, doing the best I can. All right. Take another quick break here and go to Lark in Texas. Lark, you're on with Michael. How are you doing today, buddy?
Not too bad. I'm on the phone. Yeah. Oh, how you doing, Michael? Sorry about the interruption.
That's okay.
Just a couple of points. The first thing that needs to be mentioned is that this so-called Nazi epithet used as a term of derision very often in the Jewish-controlled press was coined by a Jewish man named Konrad Heiden, K-O-N-R-A-D, Heiden, H-E-I-D-E-N. And it was used as a term of derision for the National Socialists of Germany. The Germans themselves didn't refer to themselves as Nazis. They referred to themselves as National Socialists.
Right.
That's point number one. Number two, it seems that socialism wasn't such a dirty word back in the 30s, like in some circles it might be today. I consider it a dirty word because I believe it's synonymous with gangsterism and ultimate slavery. And let's not forget what the communist principal goal was. They wanted to strip everyone of their private property rights, and they wanted to dissolve all nation states and any conception of independence or sovereignty amongst these so-called nation states. This was their goal since the time of the penning of the Communist Manifesto in 1848. This is what's happening today. During World War II, we had a Jewish president here in the States, Great Britain had Winston Churchill, whose mother was Jewish. Her family owned the New York Times. And then we had Joseph Stalin, who was Jewish. So who really won that war? You see? And the other thing to remember is that those so-called paperclip scientists that were induced to come over to the States, and then a goodly number of them to the Soviet Union after the war's end, those people were in fact the prize or the booty of the winners of that war, because they were the same people that won World War One, and placed the onerous burden of the Versailles Treaty onto the German people. Mm-hmm. Their economy was horrible.
Okay, Lark, we're getting off topic here. Okay, I want to stay on the mind control thing today, but I want to interject something that you just said. For some people that do not know, okay, the Nazis were being funded by the Bush family, Prescott Bush, and what was it, the Union Bank, I believe. A lot of the fuel was being provided by Standard Oil, an American company. The railroad tracks to Auschwitz were put in by an American company. The motors that were put in the tanks and trucks for the German army were delivered by Henry Ford. Did you know that?
But these same people are also the same people that funded the Soviet Stalin's army buildup in the Pale of the Settlement. It was a huge, huge. All you have to do is read The Nameless War by Ramsey, and there's other accounts. I mean, a lot of those same people, those vaunted American capitalists and bankers, were funding the Soviets too, because they had a communist system. You know, it was totally centrally planned, and they were under the control of the New York and the London banks.
No, I agree. I agree. You know, all wars are bankers' wars, and the bankers don't care who wins because they win either way. I get it. Okay.
Speaking of mind control, let's remember who won that war. It wasn't Americans. It wasn't the Brits. It wasn't the Aussies. It wasn't the South Africans. And it wasn't the Russian people. None of these people won the war. Only one group won World War One and World War Two, and they are in control of the world today.
Exactly.
Thanks, Michael.
I couldn't agree with you more. Okay, we've got to go to a break. Steve Elkins, hold on. I'll bring you up right after the break, okay? I hear the music. So stick around. Steve Elkins coming up next.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigraLeaf for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host. You know, yeah, Lark is right. We didn't win that war. The bankers won that war. The bankers win every war. And the wars that are being fought right now, it's, again, they want to start World War III, folks. All right, and it's who wins? The bankers. We don't. Let's go to Steve Elkins. Steve, you're on with Mike. How you doing?
Yeah, good. Yeah, you're correct. Bankers always win. They fund both sides, and then they do the rebuilding after it's all over. But, you know, I'm just getting caught up a little bit on your show today. My wife told me about, you were talking about brainwashing, MKUltra, and I just heard you mention Jay-Z as his, you know, his dedication, his devotion to Almighty Satan as being his savior because, you know, Satan has given him all the power and the wealth and the fame and the money. But I think, if you don't mind discussing and talking about something else, it's kind of fallen off the radar in a couple of years, but came back on the scene again since Lee Remini came on the scene and came out against Scientology. We talk about brainwashing. Scientology is huge. I would like to know more about this brainwashing.
I haven't looked into it. The only thing I've seen at the grocery store, I think I saw a headline, either the Globe or the Star or the National Enquirer, about Tom Cruise breaking away from it, if I remember correctly. But it's a subject that I'll certainly look into. Have you looked into it at all, Steve?
I just think it's kind of, well, it's a secret society, you know. I mean, they're sworn to an oath to really keep what's going on behind closed doors. It's almost their own bohemian grove going on there. But there is something definitely to look at, because you look at the handful of people who are in the secret society of Scientology. You got Travolta in there. I think Tom Cruise is still in there. And there are a lot of Hollywood elites, and they're sworn to this. And they're, you know, when Jay-Z came out and mentioned Satan, at the Grammys being his savior, and he's giving him everything that he's ever wanted for. And anybody who prays to Jesus is a fool, an idiot. It makes me wonder, along Hollywood lines, who else has sold their soul for fame and fortune? And that brings in then Scientology, comes right in there with that whole
Well, let me interject on that, Steve. It seems to me, in a lot of research that I've done regarding the Hollywood celebrities, is I think most, if not all, have sold their soul. Many have come out in interviews and stated the same thing. Bob Dylan has done it. You know, as I think through this, going back and listening to videos, Bob Dylan came out on 60 Minutes years ago and admitted to whoever that black guy was that was the commentator on 60 Minutes at the time. He's since deceased. I don't remember his name. But then this was, oh, God, it had to be 20, 30 years ago that Dylan did it. But there's been so many of them. Elvis Presley is another one. In interviews with his you know, cohorts, his sidekicks, the guys that ran around with him, the Memphis Mafia, they even came out and admitted that Elvis Presley had occultic psychic powers, that he literally controlled them, and it was a dark force, is what they said. So there, in my opinion, most, if not all of them have, but especially these entertainers we are seeing now at the halftime at the NFL, the Super Bowl, or you know, a number of these, the Grammy Awards, they are acting out these Luciferian occultic symbolistic events that obviously they have to either be mind controlled or they have to have sold their soul to do. You know, so that's my answer. You know, I could be wrong, but that's what it looks like to me.
I agree that I did notice that at Super Bowl. But, you know, what's interesting, if Hollywood is this influential and the music industry is this influential on young people, when I watch that, Jay-Z at the Grammys dedicating his devotion and his love for Satan, because Satan has given him all these things, fame, fortune, and power, and women, and everything else. I just wonder, what kind of message did that send out to the youth, and how many other kids may just fall in that same thing of saying, you know, I mean, we're living in an evil world, Michael. You got to admit, we're seeing things we'd never seen before in our life, and these kids that have no empathy, they could kill. And this is amazing. This is a bizarre time, but that kind of influence, I just wonder how many might follow in his footsteps, and we might see more evil.
Well, I'll tell you this: it all starts at home, and this is why they promote, you know, the division of marriage. They want people being single, living on their own, because a good family unit with strong values. And I can cite you an example of my oldest friend over in Los Angeles. He started his family late in life. He's my age. And he has four children, 15 all the way down to age 7. And those are the most brilliant, most polite, most just a joy to be around. Very intelligent, and they're just as clean as a whistle. They do not get involved in any of this, you know, the satanic, you know, they don't listen to any of this bumbling rap music or any of that stuff. They're all just very pure children, you know, and this is in a state that you just moved out of where vaccines are now mandatory, you know. So
yeah,
we're getting bombarded from I don't even know how many different angles. We're getting bombarded from the vaccines, from the GMO foods, from the pharmaceuticals, from the chemtrails, the fluorine in the water. I could go on and on and on. It's a slow kill. They indeed, I believe in the Georgia Guidestones. I believe that they do indeed want to bring the population down to a controllable 500 million, okay? And it's a process. It's an agenda, and it's all in Agenda 21, okay? They've spelled it out, and they're trying to do that right now. And we see it happening. We are both fortunate and unfortunate to see it happening in our lifetime, Steve, and it's up to us to do something about it. And by the way, thank you for segueing into this, because I might mention to you folks that it's more important now than ever to support RBN, and I'll tell you why. Because I just a note just crossed my computer yesterday was it yesterday or this morning? I don't know. But anyway, YouTube is now starting to censor InfoWars. They're starting to censor a number of different people. They're kicking them off, all right? Which is all part and parcel with this agenda, this group of people who are intertwined, Facebook, YouTube. They're getting rid of any truth, if you will, They don't want you to hear it. This is the only place that you can hear it. I mean, you can hear some of it on YouTube, but they are taking care of it. They're getting rid of it, Steve.
I agree.
Yeah, I mean, and it just happened yesterday. There was three, not just InfoWars. They took InfoWars off. Allison Weir, Scottish John, just told me that they banned Allison Weir's YouTube website, your YouTube site. Okay, she's the one talking about the Palestinian situation. They're getting rid of anything that will allow the American public to know the real truth of what's going on. And this is, we've got to do something about this. And RBN is the platform to do it. You know, so folks, please, if you haven't already, you know, kick some money RBN's way, for crying out loud. Steve, do me a favor, will you?
Yeah.
I was going to say, give me a call right after the show. Can you do that?
Sure, I do.
Yeah. Anything else you want to add before I let you go?
No, good show, really good show. I'm enjoying. I caught a little late, and I just thought the Scientology would be part of this whole brainwashing thing, and it seems to me it is. And
you just touched on a secret society, which obviously there are numerous secret society. John Kennedy warned us about it. Eisenhower warned us about it. Even the secret society the FBI set up to basically throw Trump under the bus. I mean, we're starting to realize in this day and age how serious this really is, okay? Because years ago, we would poo-poo it. People would poo-poo it. Ah, you're just a conspiracy theorist. Do you notice that you don't hear those words anymore?
I've noticed,
especially when I'm out Ubering, okay, and this just happened to me over the weekend, okay, which, by the way, I'm motivated now to get out and Uber every day because I'm having conversations with people, and people are asking questions. I had a scientist get in my car Saturday night, and I brought up the subject of the drugging in the military and the suicides, and he was absolutely stupefied. He tipped me, one of the best tips I've ever gotten, and he was going right into his hotel, get into the computer, and start researching it. So, folks, look, I know this is a platform, and I know you guys are as awake, if not more awake, a lot of you, than I am, okay, including Lark from Texas. But the problem is that we're not getting these people into the platform to listen to us. So this is part of your job is to do, okay? Out there, when I'm Ubering, I'm not just taking people from point A to point B. I've got myself a captive audience in the car, and I'm going to find out who they are, what they do, and what's in their head. And by the time I get from point A to point B, I'm going to at least light a fuse for these people and try to get them to go in and start waking up and find out what's really going on. But that's not just my job, Steve. That's not just your job. That's the job of everybody listening to this network. Do you not agree, Steve?
Yeah, I totally agree. You know, when people use the term conspiracy theorist, they always try to say that in a negative light. And I tell him, I said, you understand what the definition of conspiracy is? That means two or more who conspire to deceive or defraud. And we've seen in history many, many instances where we have seen a true conspiracy. It's no longer a theory. It is a true conspiracy. And we see many right now. They're scrubbing the net right now as we speak. They've been for the last week. And all this evidence that points to a second shooter at the Parkland High School, they are doing everything they can to erase the tracks to have these people learn the truth. And RBN is doing a super job of keeping this information alive and make sure it's getting out there. And you're doing your part. I appreciate you, man. So you keep doing it, and I'll give you a call after the show.
All right, thanks a lot. I appreciate that. And I want to interject one thing. I tried to watch a video last night, David Icke, on the Trump presidency of, I believe, what's happening in 2018 or whatever, and I noticed through the video, they didn't scrub his video, but they blotted out certain things. He would just get ready to say something that was very important, and it would go silent. And then about 30 seconds or 45 seconds later, they would let it go back on again. So this is happening right in front of our eyes. Let's go to Frank in Utah. Frank, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Hey, buddy. How you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Oh, I'm fantastic. Hey, you know what? I called, I think, 2 weeks ago. I've been working. I haven't had a chance to call back in, but I got an opportunity earlier today to listen to you, and it almost sounded like you got to watch that video I sent you. Or I didn't send you, but I told you about on air about 9/11 to JFK. So I was just wondering, because you're bringing up a lot of things that I mentioned earlier a couple of weeks ago in the program.
Yeah, I watched it. You know, and as I say to all of the listening audience, and I get a plethora of emails, I go through these when I have the time, and if I see anything pertinent that I think should be shared with the audience, I put it out there, and I believe I did that with you. So, and I didn't remember who it was that sent it to me, so thank you for that, Frank. I appreciate it, because I did touch on it, yes.
Well, I think one of the most important things I think in there, in that video, on that YouTube video, was where the Ford Corporation filed suit against the United States government in 1952, and sued the government and actually won.
Who did?
The Ford Corporation.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Go ahead. Are we touching on the subject of Henry Ford that was supplying the motors for the trucks, the German trucks in World War II? Is that what we're talking about?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Okay, I didn't know they got sued over it, but okay, I'll go with that.
Yeah.
I don't remember seeing that.
I think it was in 1952 that the Ford Motor Corporation sued the United States government and actually won for bombing the plants in Germany in World War II. Anyways, I hate repeating myself, but
that's okay. No, that's okay. No, good point. Good point. Glad you brought it up. Okay. Anything else you want to add before I get back to this?
No, that's it. You know what? Here's the thing. We've been lied to through school. We've been lied to through everything that we've been taught. You know, it's about time for the American people to actually start standing up for the truth. And, and listen to the spirit, you know what? We have a long way to go to get back. And, love Trump, but you know what? We're living in a deep state, and unfortunately, but, I pray for the American people to stand up, and you know what?
Well, as I mentioned, and I'll give you a little positive news. As I said, now, excluding the vast majority of the millennials that I pick up in my Uber car, when I get a professional in my car, I will always kind of throw out a piece of bait for them, and I will always try to enter the conversation of being a talk show host, because that usually opens them up. And I'm finding that in the adult 40 and up category, that these people are thirsting for knowledge. They're first thirsting for answers. They know there's something wrong, but they can't put their finger on it. And we are the beacon that can that shows them the light. And I can't tell you how many of them I've had a 20-30 minute ride with that at the end of the day, they don't know everything, but they know enough to go start looking it up for themselves. And that's what has to happen, not just with me, but with all of us out there. Multiply me times however many thousands of listeners are out there, and think how fast we could turn this around, Frank, if people would just do it.
Well, and I agree with that. I mean, first of all, I live completely off the grid. I mean, that's something completely separate, but here's my thing. I live in a small community in Fairview, Utah. I mean, it's small, but yet I have 10 acres on a mountain, and you know what? All I do is talk about freedom and politics and religion. Everybody thinks that politics and religion should not be, intertwined. That's a lie. It's always been a lie, because they need to be brought together, because without the two, you have nothing.
Oh, I couldn't agree with you more. And it's all control. Well, don't talk about politics or religion. Well, you have to, because it's all an organization, or it's a form of control. These people are using organized religion as control, another spoon-feeding Kool-Aid, to dumb the masses down, picking and choosing parts out of the Bible that they wish to convey, and omitting other parts of the Bible to further their coffers. You know, I mean, I don't go to church.
My church is on the mountain.
Exactly. So
my church is on the mountain, and I'll tell you what. You know what? Hey, for where I live, the state of Utah is ran by the Mormon Church. I'm not going to diss them. I'm not going to talk bad about them. But you know what? It is what it is. You know what? And I got a governor that's anti-gun to a certain degree, And you know what? He's already, I think, three times he's already signed. He does not want open carry in this state. Okay. You know,
right,
to
Frank,
me, he's just...
Yeah. Okay, no, I got it. Frank, I got a break coming up. I got to go to a break. If you got anything else you want to add, I'll hold you over. Otherwise, I got to let you go. Okay? We'll be back at 3. Michael Herzog of the American Awakening. Final segment coming up, folks.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough. I just knew too much.
All right, folks, we're back. Final segment of the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host. I was perusing through my emails during the break, and I caught one of interest here, and I'm going to spend the rest of the few minutes that I have left talking about this. I'm not going to read the whole email. I was asked not to, but I want to address Tom. I want to address two things. First of all, before I do that, let me say that the person that sent me an email through my website that wanted to hire me as a private investigator, I don't know who you are. Forgive me if I forgot your name if you had told me before. But I don't do outside private investigations, frankly, because I don't have the time. So I cannot do that. Okay. The second thing, though, is this. Part of this email that I got from Tom says that you need to get some guests because as an interviewer, you would ask great questions. I thank you for that. I consider that a compliment. Here's the issue with me, folks, is that, frankly, especially now because the baseball season just started up, I do not have the time to spend behind the scenes trying to reach out and find guests and do all that sort of stuff. Really, the only time I have to do any kind of work at all is on the weekends. If I had contact information, which I find is indeed the problem of getting a hold of a lot of these people, they may have a website or they may have a book, but the contact information is null. It's void. So trying to dig to find the time to get these people on the air is one thing. So what I'm looking at right now is because I have three hats I'm wearing, one with RBN, one with baseball, and one with Ubering, I now have the money. I have been able to earn enough money to hire a producer, and I'm looking for somebody to be able to, track down guests for me, to suggest content for me. And thank you again to the listening audience for the content that you give me in the emails. And as you know, I use some of it on the air. Okay, but frankly, folks, there are not enough hours in the day. A lot of my weekend is spent doing research, and up until this point, I had a few weeks off with the baseball season. It stopped for some reason the end of January, and then it's not starting up again until tomorrow. Well, that didn't happen last year. I don't know why that is. But that being said, if I could find somebody that had the expertise to be able to get a hold of some of these guests or at least give me their contact information, like with Allison Weir, I have no problem giving them a call. But the problem comes into play of trying to track them down to access the information to get in contact with them. That's why I don't spend a lot of time with guests other than people that I know that I have contact information for, such as Jim Fetzer, Susan Lindauer, and so forth, and I can bring them up at literally, a day or two notice. If I had a list, a competent, up-to-date list, then yes, I would be happy to do that, okay? But this is the reason why I don't, because frankly, there's not enough hours in the day. So that being said, let me end this show by saying this. Because of the callers, and thank you very much for your input, I was not able to get through. I was only able to get through about half, maybe a little bit more than half, of the MK Ultra show today. So I'm going to roll that over into tomorrow, and we're going to pick this up where we left off. So we're out of time for today. Thank you so much for tuning in. See you same time, same station tomorrow. Stay out of trouble, folks, and I intend to do the same. Bye for now.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.